This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake jolted a remote and mountainous county on the northern edge of the Xinghai Tibetan Plateau around midnight on Tuesday, killing at least 111 people and injuring more than 230. That's according to Chinese state media, which showed search and rescue efforts underway in northwest Gansu province. The epicenter of the latest quake was 5 kilometers from the border between Gansu and a neighboring province. Strong tremors were felt in many parts of the Jinghai province, the official Xinhua news agency said. The U.S. and Israel are discussing ways to scale back major combat operations in the Hamas war, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
There are growing calls for a ceasefire, which the U.S. has rejected. Still, it's urging a shift to more targeted operations in Gaza, which Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says was part of his talks in Tel Aviv with Israeli counterpart Yoav Gallant.
How to reduce harm to civilians in the battle space.
While the U.S. is worried about the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza, Austin specifies this is Israel's operation.
And I'm not here to dictate timelines.
Gallant said last week major combat operations will last several more months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Several countries have agreed to jointly carry out patrols in the southern Red Sea and Gulf of Aden to try to safeguard commercial shipping attacks against Yemen's Houthi rebels, who say they are supporting Palestinians under siege by Israel in the Gaza Strip. A statement on Tuesday by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on a visit to Bahrain identified several countries taking part. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.